Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I'm thrilled because I have with me Mike Caruana. Mike is a former dentist who quit his high-paying profession in 1996, because he was already earning a good living from network marketing in dental school, and realized owning his own home-based business would give him more freedom and money than a traditional job. He quickly discovered that 95% of those trying to network market lose all their money because of unscrupulous practitioners poisoning the industry by overpromising and underdelivering. He believes when done right, network marketing can be a proactive, positive way to control your own destiny. His checklist of must-haves will help determine if a particular opportunity will suit you for long-term financial success. And his proven step-by-step mythology will dramatically increase your likelihood of success, so you can become a member of the 5% Circle, the exclusive club of network marketers who love their life, love being their own boss, love working from home, and love making money, more money than they ever dreamed possible. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. It's just such a pleasure to spend time with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on here.
You have such a unique background, and you were so successful as a dentist, and then you made this shift into becoming this super successful network marketer and sharing all of this great wisdom with others. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to that shift and your current passion and purpose in life and a place of real influence.
Okay. Well, I have to go back a little bit. I've started network marketing before dental school. I actually started it in high school. And, you know, like most people, I failed at it, not just once, but a couple of times. And I didn't give up with it. So, once I found the keys to success that worked for me, I helped other people that I recruited in the business do the same thing. But the biggest leap came around in late 1994 when my former business partner and I, Kevin Lehman, realized that everyone in the industry needed the tools and support system that we were providing our team, not just the people in our group. So we launched a company called ProStep, which became the largest lead generation training and support company in the industry, and in its time frame from 94 to 2006, it grossed over $120 million. At that point, I was very passionate about helping other people succeed in the business, and we were pioneers in developing many of the tools that people use today. For instance, autoresponders, we had that stuff long before AWeber was even a name or came out with their stuff. So the passion now that brought me back to where I am is when ProStep left the scene because the lead generation industry landscape had changed drastically, I went back to being a full-time network marketing distributor, became successful with it again, and now here I am again wanting to expand, you know, what's working in today's day and age outside of my own organization.
That's so beautiful. Not only are the numbers impressive, but also the tremendous desire you have to help other people become financially and freedom independent. It's really admirable. Tell me, where do you draw from for your support when you were like on the rise or in the midst of change?
Okay. Well, back then, I mean, back in the late 80s and early 90s, there wasn't much out there, so we actually created it. Well, I mean, like I just said, we created the tools, we developed, pioneered the lead generation tools for the entire industry. But what helped me the most back then was most of the standard self-improvement material that was on the market. You know, things like books like Think and Grow Rich, and there were a couple of other people out there who were successful in the industry and very generous with their tips. You know, names like Tom Schreider, known as Big Al, had excellent material out there for helping people get started, and he still does today. And, you know, we didn't have, we were in companies that were really not I guess I should say they were more like ground floor opportunities with some good products and services, but there was no established leadership with these companies, and we actually made a lot of money by becoming the leaders and training the people to do it. And, you know, that's hard stuff. I would recommend that anyone who's brand new to this business, if they're at the due diligence stage researching opportunities, they should give as much, maybe even more weight to who their future sponsor is going to be and the upline support that they're going to get in the business as they would for the opportunity. Because, you know, what good is a revolutionary pay plan with high payouts if you can't recruit anyone or sell product?
Absolutely. That is so true, and that support is so important, especially when you're starting out. So what do you think are the key skills that, you know, you've been doing this for a while, so there may have been some shift in some of the key skills that are really required for a thriving business today?
Well, believe it or not, we've come nearly full circle from what network marketing used to be in the 50s, 60s, and early 80s before the days of the Internet. There was a period in that time frame, I would say from 99 to 2002 or something, where you can get away with email blasting and have people signing up in your companies without any contact. But those days are gone. And nowadays, it's, you know, it's back to the basics. You've got to keep things simple and be consistent with it every day. That's number one, is stick to techniques that anyone can do and devote at least an hour a day to prospecting for your business. Number two is to use pre-developed tools to promote your business, things like DVDs or videos that are on a web, because on the web, even if you know everything about your company inside out, you shouldn't try and sell the deal yourself, because people are going to think that they got to do what you just did. And, you know, the last thing you got to do if you want to be successful in this business, and probably with any business, is turn off the TV, especially the news, and replace that wasted time prospecting for your business or indulging in self-improvement material. Because what you've got to realize is that less than 5% of the population are on the same wavelength, that are motivated and driven to succeed like you, and the rest of them are brainwashed with constant negativity, and they're going to give you all the reasons why it can't be done. And you need to have some positive, uplifting material programmed into your brain to keep you going, and you've got to try and keep the negative influences that drag you down at bay.
You know, I'm so glad, excuse me, Mike, that you mentioned that, because we live half the year in Mexico, and we just returned to our mountain home in New Mexico, and we don't get TV in Mexico, and the difference in the stress level, and also the creativity when you're not being absolutely bombarded with all that stuff is phenomenal. And you don't realize it if you're in the mode of doing that all the time, watching TV and particularly the media. So I really appreciate you mentioning that, because not everyone knows of that or even adheres to it, but it can make a huge difference. So what are some tips to create some balance and fulfillment in life? Because with what you're doing, I know you're really, really an expert at this, but also I think it could probably take you over if you don't exhibit some discipline.
Balance? What the heck is that? I'm always marketing, and I'm always looking for opportunities to be marketing. And I'll give you an example. I was on a Venice Beach boardwalk a few months ago, and out here in California, you can get yourself a medical marijuana license and use the stuff legally. Now, I don't do it, but I happen to be passing a bunch of guys dressed in fluorescent green suits with pot plants on them, approaching everybody that walked by with their pitch to get legal. Now, if you're someone who doesn't use the stuff like me, the normal thing you do is just walk away and decline. But instead, I engaged him in conversation and mentioned that he must be making a fortune in commissions by reeling people in, and even more money every single time they refill the prescriptions. Now, the guy was looking at me like I was nuts. You know, he was only making minimum wage standing out there. And when he told that to me, I said, look, if you're willing to dress like this for $8 an hour and make someone else a fortune, you've got what it takes to succeed in what I'm doing. So why don't you take this business card, check out this website, watch the video, and let's touch base on Tuesday afternoon. So, you know, so in a nutshell, it's putting fun into it. I don't think of balance as taking a break from business and going on vacation or something. It's more like making the business and life fun, so you always want to do it.
Yeah, really. And if you're living in your purpose, that's so true. It's just, it's such a passion. It doesn't feel like work. And I love the way that you're always marketing. That's fantastic. Really, that's a fantastic story. So tell me a little bit about collaborations, because everything you do is based on collaborations. You know, you have your downline, you're recruiting people in to show them a whole new fantastic way of living your life. How important do you think collaborations are to success?
It's really important, especially if you're brand new. And even if you're a seasoned veteran in this business, if you've built multiple downlines and you do it over and over again and you're still good, I mean, it's important to collaborate with others, especially your sponsor and, you know, three-way calls, for example. You may, like I said earlier, you may be able to sell the deal yourself to somebody, but even if you've got somebody on the other line, you're prospecting somebody and you three-way somebody else in, even if you know everything, just having that third person there further validates the opportunity for the prospect, and they're more likely to join.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, network marketing's been around for a while, and some people just love it and they do so great with it, and other people have somewhat of a negative approach to it. How do you overcome those that may have a misinformed negative view of what could be there as far as their future?
Well, I ask them what their experience was, and most people that were introduced to this business were pitched with hype. You know, they were told they could make a lot of money and that it'd be real easy, but they were never told how to do it. And when I explained to them that, you know, 95% of the people you talk to aren't going to be interested, and you're not going to make, you're not going to make money up front in the first couple of weeks you're doing the business. It's something that needs to be developed. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, they overlook this fact. Like, if you were going to invest in a McDonald's franchise and you've got $500,000 on the line, you're going to do what it takes to succeed. You're going to open the store, and you're not going to quit if you don't have customers within the first 2 or 3 weeks or the day your door is open. You're going to continue plugging away and building it out because you've got a lot of money on the line. And what people don't realize is that because network marketing has such a low entry fee, they don't understand that the same business rules and fundamentals apply to building it. And that's what I try to tell them. I say, look, this is a game plan for long term. You've got the opportunity here to do really well, but it's like any other business, except we don't have the high barrier of entry, you know, and the other obstacles like physical location and stuff like that.
So it's really a positive from the standpoint of anyone can get in at a really reasonable fee, but then they underestimate the value of the opportunity because it wasn't an enormous amount to get in.
Yeah, and it's not only that. It's they were presented, a lot of people have it presented to them wrong. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme that should be hyped. It's something that you have to put effort into to build.
Yeah, and along with that, I would imagine, especially since you've been in it for so long, it's the building of those relationships that last through various different investments in various different companies and opportunities. So how do you make that happen? How do you really attract great people as partners, as your downline, that will follow you through a lifetime of business?
Okay, well, a couple of things. I mean, the basis is you always got to have a constant pipeline of prospects, and you got to qualify them first. Too many people waste their time on unqualified prospects, and when they finally convince that person to join, they don't do anything because they lack the motivation to begin with. So you want to spend most of your time filtering and sorting, and then you talk to the people who've watched a presentation and they're interested. And you know, like I said earlier, don't waste your time pitching people who aren't interested. The more people you prospect and sort through, the better your chances are at finding people that are going to become those long-term relationship friends and business partners. And it may take 100 presentations to get 3 people to join your opportunity, and then it might take 15 people signing up just to find 3 of those people who are going to be your rock stars. Two more things on that subject is go out and get to networking events, especially outside the MLM industry. I like mastermind groups, I like self-improvement events, and I like marketing seminars that aren't MLM-related, because at these types of events, you're going to meet people that are motivated and driven just like you are, and most of them will not already be in the network marketing profession, and they will have, they'll have that motivation and they'll like what you see. They won't have that negative bias like most of the people you talk to every day. Now, to build and maintain the leaders, to keep your business skills up and find new ways to recruit, new ways to motivate and train your group, you should go to events that are within the MLM profession, like Art Jonak does MLM Mastermind every year. That's one of my favorites. There's also a ton of leaders in the profession, and you should seek out those leaders that dish out generous advice, who don't have the ulterior motive to sell you outdated training material, or whose primary purpose is just to recruit you into their business. And like I said, there's a lot of great ones out there. Off the top of my head, I mentioned Art Jonak, Randy Gage, Len Clements, Todd Falcone, Eric Worre, Big Al Tom Schreider, Casey Eberhardt, and there's a lot more. So if you start getting hooked up with those people and following what they say on Facebook and go to their events, they all have a great pulse on the industry. They're all active. And there's plenty more like them. So you want to keep yourself in that circle of people that are constantly doing this stuff. Like I said earlier, surround yourself with the positive people and the ones that know what they're doing, instead of the people that are telling you all the reasons why it can't be done, because they haven't done it.
Yeah, and I'm so thrilled that you do expand beyond just the multi-level marketing groups and events, because we were able to meet one another at James Malinchuk Big Speaker Bootcamp, and as a result of that, you are going to be a contributor in our latest book in the best-selling series, Ready and Influence, alongside Carla Slim, the richest man in the world. So I would never have been able to probably meet you if it hadn't been for that experience and be able to welcome you as a contributor. So I want to thank you for your contribution to that book and just tell you, I feel it was a real pleasure to make your acquaintance through one of these events. So they're very important, and they can bring about great opportunities that are mutually beneficial, such as this one. So, no question. So I was wondering, you're doing such great work. You've been doing it for a long time, and you're impacting a lot of people's lives. If you're looking at this work that you're doing, how would you like to see it impact the world, almost like a legacy, if you look at a really big picture?
Well, the big picture is to move the success needle in the industry forward. We have a ridiculously high failure rate, and we've gotten a bad rap for that, and it doesn't need to be that way. There are ethical ways and effective ways to build this business, and people should use them to promote their network marketing business. And there are some great opportunities out there, and not every opportunity is suitable for every single person. So what I'd like to see people to do is look at more than just the pay plan and the products when they're evaluating opportunities. Look at how suitable it is for them. Do they have access to the target market that opportunity is promoting? And, there's a whole checklist of other things that are outside of the company fundamentals that you need to look at. So by matching people up with the opportunity that they should be in, or something that's right for them, and it may not necessarily be mine, just teaching them how to find the right opportunities and what they need to do and what get them to the right level of expectations. If we can do that, it's going to move the success needle in the industry forward and, you know, make it better for everybody.
So, Mike, if someone was just wanting to get started and wanted to take action today, what if they were just looking at this industry for a much better life, a much improved from the standpoint of not just finance but freedom? What would you advise them to do to get into action? Do you have a tip or an exercise that you share with your people or that you use yourself?
Well, let's go back to even, you know, the people that are somewhat skeptical on the network marketing industry or who've never heard of it. Okay? I like to give people an exercise, and it's kind of going to be kind of hard to explain this without visuals, but try this for a second. Grab a sheet of paper and draw three rows of three dots. So what you're going to have is nine dots that look like they're in a box. And try and connect all the dots with only four lines without taking your pen off the sheet of paper. And most people are going to find that they can't do it. They're going to get frustrated. And why? Because they think of those nine dots as being in a box. And this imaginary box is what's confining them. Now, I'm going to give you the solution. If you start at the dot on the bottom right corner and draw a diagonal line that goes to the top left corner crossing the middle dot, and then you move your pen horizontally and cross the top row of dots, but keep going past the box outside of that imaginary border, and then go diagonally down crossing the middle dot in the third row and the middle dot in the third horizontal row, and then extend that line outside the box to below the last dot in the first vertical row, and then you go straight up, and you'll have it, four lines. And the reason why most people can't figure it out is because they're stuck with conventional thinking. And network marketing is the same way. We are a distribution channel that's outside the box of corporate brainwashing, and it gets downplayed and bashed by media and other industries that are backed by these corporate monsters with competing financial interests. So if you can see things in a different light, you have a chance here to use superior products and services and get paid for what you're doing anyway, which is tell other people about them. So, you know, that's the first tip. And then the second tip that I tell people has to do with the training of the industry. In the industry, what you want to do is you don't want to go out and pitch it and bug your family and friends to join your opportunity because it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. What you have to do is you have to use a proven methodology, a step-by-step system that gets your prospects in a pipeline and brings back to you only the ones that are interested.
Mm. Oh, that's so important. And I love the creative way that you approach that as a solution, because we do tend to box ourselves in sometime with our thinking. And it reminds me of, I heard a quote from Disney saying something like, you know, go after everything creative with a blank sheet of paper and a beginner's mind. Mm-hmm. And that exercise was such a great example of that and how we normally think. So thank you so much for that. Time has just flown by with you, and I have to say I have learned so much, and I so appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your time and generosity with us today. I know people will probably want to learn more about you and be able to connect with you. Is there a website where they can connect online, Mike?
Well, let me give you a couple of them. MikeCaruana.com, www.MikeCaruana.com. For my upcoming book, www.The5%Circle, thefivepercentcircle.com. And my personal Facebook page is facebook.com/Michael S. Caruana, Caruana.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mike. Again, really appreciate you being here and sharing all this great information with us and dispelling maybe some of the misconceived notions that people have about a great opportunity for financial freedom and freedom, just general freedom in their life, which we're all seeking, I think. So, again, thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me on here.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, you can find us at getei.com. You'll learn all the information about our books, our magazines, broadcast, as well as our global community. So again, that's getei.com, G-E-T-E-I.com. And until next week, have a great one.